And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dog Blues.
A very good morning, listeners, as we begin our footy weekend in the best possible way each Saturday from 9 a.m. right here on 91.3 Sport FM's Breakfast with the Blues. It's been 8,660 days since the Mighty Blues last held the Premiership Cup. However, we've won one in a row, haven't we, Chris?
Yes, well done.
So,
go the Blues.
Our loyal official WA Network supporter group, your hosts as always this morning, the WA Blues. And we bring you the best footy panel on radio today. So myself, John Allen, chairman of the WA Blues, along with Melanie Hall, Chris Brownie, and the dulcet tone of Andy Jones, will be presenting the show to you. And good morning to you firstly, Chris, mate. What's on the Blues footy brekkie menu today?
Well, John and listeners, we have a jam-packed show this morning. We preview the remaining AFL round, including our expert tips. Our special guest live interview today is the new WA Blue from the mid-season draft, Jos De Luca. We also cross live, as always, to the hyphen, David Rees-Jones, for the much-anticipated The Shirt Front. We look at who's putting their hand up for senior selection from the Northern Blues. We give details of the upcoming WA Blues supporter event, as well as Carlton Football Club news, and anything else in football that we can squeeze in right here on Breakfast with the Blues.
Thanks for that, Chris, and good morning for the first time today also to you, Mel. And our mate Brecky with the Blues wouldn't exist without a bit of help from our sponsors, would it, mate?
No, it wouldn't at all, John. We would like to thank our major sponsors, Hyundai WA, platinum sponsors, Allmark & Associates, Tech Tiger, Master Picture Framers, and the Carlton Football Club's home in WA, The Empire, at 220 Great Eastern Highway and Lath Lane, for their ongoing support, which allow us to bring us the program every week.
While you're on fire, Mel, while you're on fire there, mate. What's going on in AFL news this week? You got any bombs to drop on us?
Really, it's not a lot this week, but I'm just going to start with the AFL trying to rein in the behaviour of supporters. Guys, it's becoming like we're being they're principals and they're there. It's been security is taken over. It's just crazy. How are we going to survive on the 30th? Seriously, guys, how many of us will get evicted?
It's interesting. I've had a little bit of feedback on that. Asking if I should be putting something out on our Facebook page or whatnot about, you know, just reminding everyone to respect and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? My response has been pretty clear from the start in regards to that. There's a lot of it going on in the AFL anyway, anyone knows about it. I'm certainly not going to be telling our supporters,
to stop
adults,
bloody cheering,
most of them, what and what not to do at the game. They're big enough and ugly enough to make their own decisions. Hopefully they do make the right decisions. But what I do encourage our supporters to do on the 30th of June is get to the game, be loud, be proud, make as much noise as they can like they always do. The Carlton crowds over here traditionally are always very loud no matter where we're sitting. Go out there and enjoy yourselves and do it in a respectful way. And that's about all I've got to say about that.
Yep, totally agree with you, John.
No worries. And Chris, let's just quickly go through the remaining games for this round. Again, it's the second week of the bye round, so it's a fairly short one. As we welcome to the studio, the late dulcet tones of Andy Jones.
Yeah, well done, sorry, Andy. I was too busy celebrating our win from last week.
Andy, it's so good to see you, mate.
Thanks.
Chris, well, yep. Let's go through good the games nice too, and quick.
Okay. So, well, after the Crows beat an undermanned Tigers outfit on Thursday night and the Bombers beat the Hawks last night, we've got byes this week to the West Coast, Sydney, Brisbane, Collingwood, Geelong and Melbourne. So this week we've only got four games remaining. So the first game today is Gold Coast versus Sydney at Riverway Stadium in Townsville this morning.
Gold Coast versus Sydney or Gold Coast?
Gold Coast versus
St
Kilda. Sorry, slip of the tongue. Sorry, mate. I've been out with Andy celebrating the win since last week.
Yeah, the hangover's strong.
Oh, jeez. So the Saints beat the Gold Coast by a point in the first game of the year. I think this will be a close one as well. The Saints have made seven changes, but I'm going to stick with them. Not sure about you, Mel.
No, I think I'm going to go the Suns, Brownie. I think there's too many changes.
Yeah, Suns for me.
Yeah, I've got the Suns as well, although it's a dodgy one. Good one for you there, I reckon, Chris, but let's see how they go.
Yep. This afternoon at Optus, we've got Fremantle versus Port. The last six clashes between the two teams have resulted in wins to the home side. I think the Dockers in a close one.
Dockers for me.
Dockers.
I'll say the Dockers, but with no confidence.
Yeah, none at all. Carlton v Bulldogs this afternoon.
Blues.
This evening at Marvel Stadium. This is our Carlton Respects game, which is to raise awareness for violence against women. So everyone going to the football, please wear a tinge of orange. The boys will be wearing orange socks for the game. And the last time we played the Dogs, we won by 44 points and kicked over 100 points. After last week's stirring win, I think we can back it up and win comfortably again.
Yep, we're going to smash them.
Go Baggers, two in a row.
Blues.
Okay, tomorrow we've got North Melbourne versus GWS at Blundstone Arena in Hobart. North are on a roll and GWS need to hit back from last week's loss. I think GWS just again, and I think they just have to win this one.
GWS.
Yeah, GWS for sure.
Kangaroos in a blistery, cold, miserable day in Tasmania. They love it. Ooh. I just think that could be a big upset this week.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, thanks for that, Chris-o. And Andy, are you ready for us, mate?
Yeah, mate, I'm good to go.
How are the Blues looking with their injury list this week?
Well, Liam Jones is back in full training, so he'll be a test probably for after the bye, I'd imagine. Mark Murphy's, he's recovered from his fractured ribs, so he's been selected for today. Darcy Lang, he's still got a hip issue. He's a test. I guess he'll probably return after the bye. Josh DeLuca with a hammy, he'll be back in after the bye. Tom Williamson with a back, that hyperextension, he's still got 2 to 3 weeks to serve there, I think. Liam Stocker, just sort of like an injury that a young player gets sometimes. He would be out for 3 to 4 weeks, and obviously Sam Doherty.
And just on the Josh DeLuca, I've been in touch with him obviously this week. He's our special guest on the program today. He is absolutely itching to get into the VFL. He really wanted to play last week. He's fine. But just with the bye round coming up, they're giving him another week to make sure he's just ready to hit the ground running 110%. Very excited to see what he does in the VFL.
Another good big body.
Hope he gets in there for a couple of senior games this year. I reckon he'll be great. But yeah, okie dokie. Well, I'll send it over to you again, Mel. Mate, we've covered the AFL news. There wasn't much there. What about Blues news? Got any milestones? No tribunal stuff, but what's going on?
I do. I've got a little bit of Blues news this week. I'm starting with how can we go past Daisy's 250th?
Yay.
Legend, champion, not only for ourselves, but also played as we all.
Don't say it.
the noodle pool noodles flying around in here. So we've got Daisy's 250th. We also would like to wish Zach Fisher happy birthday. It's his 21st birthday today,
happy
young
birthday, Zach.
Happy birthday,
Zachy, and hello to the wonderful Fisher family. I hope they're listening in.
And we did touch on Murph's return, but I'm also going to touch on the dropping of Jack Silvani. What are you guys being omitted?
Oh, wow. Social media had
has gone crazy.
I thought he was there due to soreness. Like, they've just given him a break.
That's only just come out yesterday. But on all the Carlton official news, it was he's been omitted.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make sense to me.
And he has been omitted.
He has.
As not soreness. And it's an interesting one because, you know, I don't think anyone would deny his efforts last week, but the last few weeks, his pressure in the forward line has been fantastic for us. However, one tackle, one mark, playing in the forward line, you'd need to also get your hands on the ball. You know, Murph can come in and get between 20, 25 touches and be effective.
But how Jack's pulled his socks up, and that's another line I'm going to use later on, but he was really good last week.
He's
a bit stiff.
He's very stiff.
Someone it was such an even, wonderful contribution last week. Someone had to come in for Murph, and I'll tell you what, it puts a lot of pressure on Murph.
Doesn't it? He's got to stand up.
He hasn't had a great year this year. He needs to have a reasonable game this week, otherwise there should be a little bit of pressure on him as well. Club legend, but yeah.
And also, to all the Baggers supporters out there, you must be so proud of yourself. We have been ranked the third team in the AFL for presence at our home games at Marvel. It's been over 50,000 each game.
Yeah,
and this is when we are not winning, guys. So imagine how good it's going to be when we start putting these games together.
It's a sleeping giant.
Yeah. The guys talked about that, the players, you know,
it was Harry McKay.
And the games, when they've lost, they've been there as well. And the noise has been there. It's sometimes in a negative way, but they're there. They're there supporting, loving their team. The passion's there.
Harry came out earlier in the week and said he believes it was the 50,000 people cheering Cripper on that got that electric atmosphere cranking.
Absolutely. Chris.
Before we go, I told you to leave me lots of time for my Blues news. I would like to touch on Carlton's respect round. And I'm just going to say, pull your socks up, guys.
Imagine living in a country where 657 times a day a woman is abused by a male. That's abuse every 2 minutes. Now, imagine a country where one in four females experience sexual or physical abuse, which escalates to murder on a weekly occurrence. That means on average, one woman a week is murdered by her current or former partner. This is reality for all Australians. In our society, unequal and disrespectful behaviours are formed from a young age and ultimately lead to inequality as our children grow up. As a sporting club and a leader in the community, we have a responsibility.
Beautiful.
How's that, guys?
Spine tingling. Wonderful message. A little bit like the Indigenous round we talked about last week. We do it so well now. And often when these things come up, what comes in your mind is about time. You know, and that's
Do you know what, guys? Really I'm proud to be a Blues supporter because we are the one team that are doing this. We are the leaders in this, and I love it.
Yeah, and Mel, you're a strong woman, mate, and I know that it's something that's close to your heart, so well done for getting through that. Your shaky voice and everything else, you know it's tough for
you. It's all right, I'm back, guys, it's all good.
So for anyone out there that's affected by that, you know, we give you all our support as well, especially for the Blues supporters, get down to the Empire, we're one big inclusive family down there. Chris is wearing his orange on his shirt today, so...
Not just Chris, well done. Hey.
Oh, and Mel. Sorry, Mel. Andy's wearing... camos, but we do have to get on to the review from last week's game. Wasn't a bad game, the review, was it, Chris?
Not bad at all, mate. Let me start. In what could have been a chapter from the book Lazarus, the mighty Blues climbed off the canvas in David Teague's first game in charge, coming from 37 points behind in the second quarter to upset the Lions by 15 points at Marvel Stadium. We conceded the first six goals of the game before mounting a Patrick Cripps-inspired comeback to eventually prevail less than a week after the sacking of Brendan Bolton. Cripps was sublime for Carlton, gathering 38 disposals and booting four goals in another performance certain to net him the three Brownlow votes. Ed Curnow, with 30 disposals and 8 clearances, was also influential in the midfield and helped to quell the influence of Brisbane ball magnet Lachie Neal, while younger brother Charlie booted three goals in his best game of the season. Neal racked up 24 disposals to half-time but managed just 7 after Ed went to him at the second half. Sam Walsh showed why he's the favourite for the NAB Rising Star Award, with 32 possessions in the best performance of his budding career. We had 10 of the first 11 inside 50s, but continued to waste opportunities, allowing Brisbane to seize the momentum. 6 minutes into the second quarter, Brisbane held a 6-goal lead and the Blues were yet to kick a major. Having reduced the margin to 3 goals at half-time, the Blues came out firing in the third quarter as Cripps booted 2 goals in quick succession. When Mitch McGovern took that strong contested mark and kicked truly to put Carlton ahead and pave the way for a much-needed victory. The brilliant skipper put the result beyond doubt in the dying minutes when he sought out of a pack and kicked truly for his fourth goal. Goals, Cripper 4, Charlie 3, Gibbons 2 and Siggles to O'Brien and McGovern. Bess, Cripps, Ed Curnow, Wiedering, Walsh, Fisher, Charlie and Gibbons. No reports. Injuries was O'Brien with a knee. Moment of the match, Patrick Cripps, that's all. Oh, hang on. And again, this week, but for different reasons, the final siren.
Indeed.
And the three things I learnt. One, Sam Walsh covers an insane amount of ground during a game. His running ability saw him with plenty of the footy and impact contests after contest. Two, when Cripper gets on a roll, there's no stopping him. The skipper's blistering start in the third quarter set the tone for the rest of the match. And three, Jacob Wiedering is quickly becoming one of the premier defenders, standing strong aside Caleb Marchbank. The young defender was flawless, making it hard for the Lions forwards. A great win by the boys.
Absolutely.
Just touching on that really quickly, I read Jacob actually did an interview on AFL Banter yesterday, and he was talking about how he got his confidence back.
I did read that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And look, from my point of view, that second half for Crippers, it reminded all of us of Cooter in the last quarter of the 99 prelim. It was just Herculean. However, for a change, it wasn't just him. The other players in that second quarter grew legs around him, and they started running outside. He really lifted all the other guys around him. It wasn't just Cripper in that second half.
Not at all.
The team synergy was there. It was fantastic. Now, we're going to move on because we don't have much time. We're cutting the Northern Blues review short just to talk about the players that are putting their hand up, and a special mention, Alex Johnson, as well. So I'll cross over to you, Andy.
Yeah, it was Alex Johnson's much-awaited return. It was a good sight for the Northern Blues. He contributed 13 disposals, and more importantly, he got through the game unscathed. Tom DeConning also returned from injury and showed some encouraging signs, playing predominantly up forward with little stints in the ruck. Hugh Goddard put in another defensive masterclass.
Come on, Goddard.
Yeah, with his contested and intercept marking. Once again, a feature in a performance which yielded 22 disposals and 12 marks. Matthew Lobe, he put in a dominant performance in the ruck with 20 disposals and 27 hitouts, setting the tone for the outset by giving Northern's midfield a good look around stoppages. Matt Kennedy, he had 30 disposals and a goal. And Jonathan O'Rourke had 23 disposals. They were the main contributors, while Alex Fasolo was another solid contributor with 20 disposals going through the midfield. The goals, we had 3 to Phillips, 3 to Cottrell, and Kennedy, Kerr, Owies and Paulson. The best were Goddard, Kennedy, Fasolo, Cottrell and Garlett. And yeah, the folks who were putting their hands up, basically Goddard, Kennedy, Phillips, Luby, Fasolo, Garlett. Yeah.
Great to see a bit of depth there, and squad members putting their hand up, and a little mention to Jared Garlett, of course, much maligned amongst the supporters and social media and whatever with his performances earlier in the year, and he's fighting his way back, and geez, I hope to see him in there again performing.
Yes. Don't you guys love that it's so hard for these guys to get a crack in the senior side?
Absolutely, that's what it's all about. Well done, Andy. Well done, Chris. We got through that. It is time for a commercial break, but when we come back, special guest today, Josh DeLuca, the guy who struggled in his early career in the AFL. He's been given a second chance at the Blues, and we welcome him with open arms, and as always, go Blues.
Your WA Blues are the official West Australian supporter group for the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one at the Empire in Lathlane to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, WA Blue food and beverage specials, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. More information on the WA Blue schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook and Twitter. Go Blues.
Station sponsor.
Is your business website stuck in the age of dial-up internet? Is your business website lost in the jungle on page 20 of Google? Perhaps no one can find your business online, and your competitors are stealing your customers.
It's okay. Tech Tiger can help.
For professional web design, digital marketing, and getting your business found in search engines, visit techtiger.com.au.
Tech Tiger, proud sponsors of the WA Blues.
Station sponsor.
We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialists in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Oh, who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark. Engrave, print, identify. Charles Street, North Perth.
Blue Baggers of WA. Be part of Carlton's record membership as the club chases 60,000 members for the first time in its history. It is time to prove that you are the most passionate Navy Blue region beyond Victoria. In 2019, the region with the highest membership growth this year will go into the draw to win Virgin Australia flights, accommodation, and tickets for two to the 2019 John Nicholls Medal, among other great prizes. Whether you're able to travel to Melbourne to watch the Blues in action or show your support from afar, there's a membership package to suit you. Head to membership. carltonfc.com.au right now and sign up today. There's no borders to being a blue bagger.
Station sponsor.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back to the best start of your footy weekend right here on 91.3 Sport FM's Breakfast with the Blues, hosted by your WA Carlton Football Club Network supporter group. Myself, chairman of the WA Blues, John Allen, with fellow panellists today, Mel, Chris, and the dulcet tones of Andy Jones. Our interview today, our very special guest, it's time to cross to a man who had his first chance at AFL level and was frustratingly re-rookied for several years before being delisted ultimately by the Fremantle Football Club. Never played in a winning AFL game, yet he has continued to be a prolific ball magnet, leading midfields from the front for both Subiaco and Peel football clubs in the Waffle, and he's worked his butt off to get his second chance with the greatest club in the land. I speak of none other than...
We have lost him.
Well, I'll get him back on the line. I'm speaking of none other than, of course...
Josh DeLuca.
Josh DeLuca, latest WA player as well, to don the old dark navy blue. And, we're trying feverishly to get him back on the line.
Well, he was drafted by Freo in 2015, wasn't he? And he only played four games at Freo. They redrafted him twice. The good thing is, though, he did play in four Waffle premierships, two with Subi, two with Peel. He was voted this year best WA player, won the Simpson Medal versus South Australia. He's only 23 years of age. He's a big-bodied midfielder. He's certainly going to help us within that age demographic that we're missing.
For sure. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And like I said before, speaking during the week, he was itching to get out there last week.
Gary,
and they just want to give him another week to make sure he's really good to go. He's absolutely itching. He's... With the bye week coming up, he's been a bit frustrated. He would have loved to get into it. And the club have done the right thing and made sure he's got another week to be 110%. I believe he might be back with us. Josh, you there, mate?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry about that.
We don't know what happened either, but we're blaming you because, because we don't know what happened. Now, welcome to Breakfast with the Blues, mate. How are you going over there this morning?
Very good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
No worries. Were you at the game last week with the squad?
Yeah, sure were. It was awesome. It was really good to see the boys. It was a total contrasting week, to be honest. It was a big couple first weeks. But it was really good to see the boys bounce back. And I'm really happy for David Teague, the new coach. And it was a really special win for the boys.
So you've got a taste of the Blues winning a game when we've been struggling and we got 30 to 50,000 people there. What's it going to be like next year when we're pushing for finals, mate? What was the feeling of the crowd in there last week?
Yeah, I tell you what, it's the supporters here. You know, they're really passionate sitting among the supporters. They really believe in the club, and there was a really good vibe on the outskirts, and it's just exciting. I mean, if we string some good games together, and I know the crowds will grow. I think we've got like 65,000 members or something. So, it's going to be a very exciting environment to be in.
Absolutely. Now, Josh, you made your senior debut for Subi in 2014. You're a key member of their premiership year. You're only just still 17, about to turn 18. And then you were drafted to Freo the very next year. In 2016, you win a flag with the Freo Resi's Peel. After a couple of delistings and re-rooking, you just didn't quite stay in favour with the club. Can you give us some insights into why that was the case at that club?
Yeah, look, to be honest, I had a pretty average first year, coming in, so after that, I was sort of always trying to prove myself. I mean, I think I did develop after that, but I think I let myself down in that my first year. There was a bit of injury and a bit of form and stuff like that. But to be honest, I hung in there. I did start to develop a lot as a player, and I got thrown around in a couple of different roles. But the main feedback, I guess, for me at that time was a bit of my decision making, and some of my kicking was, it's been a big part of my development. I've had to work really hard on my kicking. It wasn't my best asset, and still something I'm definitely working on, but I like to think it's improved a bit.
Well, mate, we really appreciate those honest insights, and we hope so as well. Can't wait to see you. I'll just throw you over to Mel for a question, mate.
Morning, Josh. Mel here.
Yep.
Thanks for being with us today. Can you firstly
thanks for having me.
Can you firstly tell us about Life being delisted by Freo in the last time round and in the lead up to your ultimate goal being drafted again? And secondly, how was the mid-season draft process for you?
Yeah, so it's a pretty big transition coming out of the AFL system, especially when you've come in at such a young age, and I'm sure anyone could back me up who's been through it. So I sort of went straight back into my uni course and continued that and went straight back to Subiaco where I was from. So it was a reasonably smooth process for me, but, you know, definitely a big move. And, you know, all of a sudden you're a uni student and you haven't got a full-time job and you're, you know, it's like, it's a totally different lifestyle, you know. And but I guess my main aim was always to try my hardest to get back in the system. And so Subi was definitely the club of choice that was, I think, was going to be the best to allow me to, you know, really develop and pursue that dream. In terms of the mid-season draft, it was, yeah, to be honest, it was weird. Like moving halfway through the year isn't something that you're used to, and, you know, playing with one team 1 week and then all of a sudden you've got a whole new set of teammates the next week is, it's challenging, and, you know, you have to move your whole life over. And, I still have I have three exams to do now for my uni, and because the semester hadn't finished yet. So it is a big transition, but you know what, like, I'm really enjoying it, and, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm just really grateful for the opportunity. So in no way, shape or form that I would complain about it. But, yeah, it's definitely different to the normal draft system, obviously.
Good morning, Joss. Chris here. Joss, I have a couple of questions for you. First, we know you have worked hard to get back. What lessons and attributes do you feel will help you be better this time around? And what will you do differently this time to make an impact at Carlton?
Okay. Tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I think, I guess, I've said it before, but, like, being in the system before, you develop an understanding of what's required, and, I guess, dealing with the pressures and the constant feedback and the, you know, the high-intensity environment of being in an AFL club, I think that's something that I already feel like is a big difference coming in, is that I'm able to really have a crack and put my best foot forward from day one rather than really learn everything and understand what the lifestyle sort of is and what's required. In terms of impact, look, I'm just going to try my hardest, and you know, it starts with the way I have to train, and I just want to be able to come in and execute whatever role it is that they do give me. And so, look, whether that's supporting Cripps through the midfield or playing a high, being that high pressure forward, whatever it is, I'd want to roll and execute it, and that's the sort of impact I want to have within the team.
Good answers, Josh. It's Andy Jones here. How you doing?
Hi, Andy. I'm good, thank you.
So have you settled in at the Blues, and how's the hammy, and what does it feel like to be a Blue Bagger surrounded by the history and awe of Princes Park?
Yeah, to be honest, it's a very big club, and a real privilege to be here, you know. I'm just really, really excited, and, you know, I've still got a lot to learn in terms of the history, because, you know, my first night here, I met David Parkin, and I didn't know who it was.
Oh, no way.
What are you doing over there, Charles?
It was not good. And once I realised, I was quite embarrassed. But, yeah, you know, I've got a bit to work on in terms of my Victorian, you know, football history. But yeah.
Well, let you have a beer with
Just a small bridge to build there.
I'll be over there in July, Josh. I'm from Melbourne. I know it all. I'll have a chat with you.
Yeah, wouldn't mind. Actually, I need a history lesson.
And how is the hammy, mate? How are we feeling?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot to answer that. The hammy is feeling really good, you know. I'm supposed to play it this week. There's no setback in my hamstring program that's caused this, me not playing today, I think. I think it's more of, they just want my body to adjust to the, you know, the new training load and the, extra movements that you be, I've been doing in the gym and like, you know, that might not have been doing the last year and a half. So it's more like an adjustment thing. I also get to, you know the boys better and learn the game plan a bit more. And, you know, we've got the bye next week, so it's an extra 2 weeks to just get myself 100% for, and there's a good 10-week block after the bye where I can really hit the ground running and give it my best shot.
Does it give you a little bit more time for your studying, mate? And what are you studying over there at the moment?
Yeah, so I've got another 2 exams left. I've just finished an assignment and a exam this week. So I'm doing property development and valuation is my degree at Curtin University over there, and they've been really supportive and allowing me to do my exams over here and help me with what units I can and can't do like while I'm away. So I've only got 3 more units after this semester, so I was right on the edge of finishing. But you know what, it can wait. I'll just chip away at it while I'm here now.
Nice work. Mate, last week we all witnessed a very special WA black bagger by the name of Patrick Cripps apply his craft and barrel through the opposition like a freight train with seemingly unlimited abandon, really, after half-time. As a WA boy coming over with a great history of players like Buzz and Kenny Hunter and even great guys like Davey Ellard and whatnot, and the WA boys that are in there at the moment, Cripper SPS, does that inspire you seeing that as a WA boy coming over, give you sort of a little bit of inspiration that you can make it as well? How aware are you of the great past WA greats there over there as well?
Yeah, there's a lot of good WA talent over here, and I used to play against Cripps in Colts back in the day, and he was just as much of a beast back then.
Did you tell him that,
I'd like to say I did, but I didn't.
Good
answer. He was double the size of
me.
Yeah. But you know what, it was an incredible game by him, and very impressive, and yeah, there's a lot of good WA talent, and you know, there's guys like Tim Kelly and Sam Angola and that, and, you know, been overlooked and have been given opportunities at mature ages, and that's another sort of inspiration that I sort of draw, is that, you know, it is possible, and that some guys take longer to develop, and yeah, I'd like to be able to impact as much as they have.
And speaking of WA players, any itching powder in Zach Fisher's jocks for his 21st, mate?
What was that?
I was just saying, we're speaking about WA players. Any itching powder in Zach Fisher's jocks for his 21st birthday?
Itching powder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you obviously have not watched any 80s fraternity movies.
You're showing
okay,
your
we'll
age,
move on.
John.
To
you're showing
no,
your age.
No, I'm showing my age. Sorry about that, Josh.
I'm a 96 boy. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah, I feel very, very old. Thank you very much for that. Now, mate, we just...
But, yeah, I think he'll definitely be, he'll definitely be up and about today. He's,
absolutely.
He's a very good kid and he's a great player, so, yeah, he'll be on.
Absolutely. He's been on fire and we hope that continues on for his birthday today. Now, look... okay. Josh. Chozza.
Yes.
Rizzo. I've been doing a bit of recon now. Apparently, you're the most squeaky clean player to ever come over to Carlton. I had a word to a few of the boys during the week. I couldn't get any dirt on you, even the WA squad players, no dirt at all. But they do call you Chozza. Tell us a little bit about your nickname. We love it.
There's not much to the nickname, to be honest. And I can blame Tommy Sheridan for it. He's at GWS now, but we were Freo together. That's where it started. Literally, simply because of the fact that I was pretty much the only Italian boy in the club, and he thought that, he goes, you look like a chorizo, and I'm like, okay. He said something along those lines, and then at training he said it one time, and then someone else said it, and then it just started sticking, and I made him well aware that chorizo is actually Spanish, yeah. But, you know.
We can see why Tommy Sheridan's career went the way it did.
but yeah, and then somehow I got here day one and Zach Fisher's calling me Choz, and I think that was Griffin Logue
who
actually messaged him, because he's a good mate.
Apparently the WA Blues, the WA Blue Baggers have got a real atmosphere in the change rooms over there, and they're real pranksters and they've got a real good vibe happening. Have you joined and have you got the click happening over there yet, Josh?
Do you mean like the players?
The players, yeah. the players?
Oh, yeah, well, they seem pretty, like, I've been in the changing rooms the last 2 weeks. Yeah, I don't know, they've sort of got their own little things. It's sort of hard when you're on the outskirts, but, yeah, they seem pretty up and about in the rooms.
I suggest you stay away from a couple of them from what I've heard.
I'd probably let the cat out of the bag there.
Just trying to integrate with the Victorian boys, get in the mafia there and do the right thing by yourself, mate, over at Carlton. Now, look, mate, we do have to wrap it up. We started a little bit late because it was your fault that we lost reception. mate, before we do, I really got to thank you for giving us a bit of time today. We've really enjoyed the interview. Thanks very much for generously giving up your time and for all the future highlights that we look forward to seeing you when you start with the VFL and then eventually get a gig in the seniors. We know you will. We're right behind you over here in WA. We absolutely love a WA Blue player. So all the best of luck, mate. We look forward to seeing you at some point after the bye and go Blues.
Thanks, Charles.
Oh, well, thanks very much for having me, guys. I appreciate it. See you later.
Thanks, Cheers,
Charles. Pleasure. See you, Charles. Well, guys,
that
was a great interview. It did, however, stretch out a little bit, which I wanted it to, because it started a bit late. Yeah. And he's a great guy. He's great to talk to. So when we come back after the break, we're going to have a word from our sponsors. As always, it's that time of the day. Settle down over there, Mel and Chris. Couple of idiots, I'd say. Now, it's that time of the day where we get David Rees-Jones on for the shirt front. And we'll have a little bit more in-depth look at last week's game and what's coming up tonight against the Bulldogs. And as always...
Go Blues.
Go Blues.
Go Chozza.
Blue Baggers of WA. Be part of Carlton's record membership as the club chases 60,000 members for the first time in its history. It is time to prove that you are the most passionate Navy Blue region beyond Victoria. In 2019, the region with the highest membership growth this year will go into the draw to win Virgin Australia flights, accommodation, and tickets for two to the 2019 John Nicholls Medal, among other great prizes. Whether you're able to travel to Melbourne to watch the Blues in action or show your support from afar, there's a membership package to suit you. Head to membership.carltonfc.com.au right now and sign up today. There's no borders to being a Blue Bagger.
Station sponsor.
Your WA Blues are the official West Australian supporter group for the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one at the Empire in Lathlane to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, WA Blue food and beverage specials, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. From our functions and events, you can find out about further upcoming local events. Carlton Football Club memberships, purchase of local WA Blues merchandise, season raffle tickets, even Carlton number plates for your car. Just look for one of the committee shirts and ask one of your friendly representatives for any information. We as a committee also help Carlton with pre- and post-match functions whenever the Carlton Football Club teams travel to Perth. Attending the pre-match functions gives you the chance to win match day ground passes. More information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook and Twitter. Go Blues!
Station sponsor.
We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialists in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Oh, who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark. Engrave, print, identify. Charles Street, North Perth.
Is your business website stuck in the age of dial-up internet? Is your business website lost in the jungle on page 20 of Google? Perhaps no one can find your business online, and your competitors are stealing your customers.
It's okay. Tech Tiger can help.
For professional web design, digital marketing, and getting your business found in search engines, visit techtiger.com.au.
Tech Tiger, proud sponsors of the WA Blues.
Station sponsor.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dog Blues.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast with the Blues, hosted by your WA Carlton Football Club Network supporter group, myself, chairman of the WA Blues, John Allen, and fellow panellists, Mel, Chris, and the dulcet tones of Andy Jones, and thank you to our producer, Gary Wright, for pressing some buttons for me there. And at this time of the program, we delve deeper into the depths of the Blues' performance last week, review this week's game, lower our lead shoulder and barrel, as we always do, straight into the most anticipated breakfast radio segment in Perth, the Shirt Front. A very warm welcome, as always, now goes out to our great friend of the WA Blues, 1987 Norm Smith medalist, premiership hero, and a man who, when he's not on Bluetooth and out in his backyard, has the voice of an angel. And I'll speak, of course, of none other than our very own David the Hyphen Reece Jones. Good morning, Hyphen. Mate, how good,
good
was
morning.
That? Good morning. How good was that?
Yeah, right, great, great. Week? Well, it was, You almost think they've got to sack the coach this week. We might get another win, don't you? It feels like you sack a coach and you get a win. You sack 22 coaches in the year and you get 22 wins. But, look, I must admit, early in the match, I thought, geez, nothing's changed here. It was pretty miserable. And, but, you know, to their credit, they stuck at it and fought back. And I think a couple of moves, Ed Curnow going into, you know, a tagging role, which he's very, very good at, and I've been surprised he's been stuck on a half-forward flank for most of the year. But anyway, the move was made, and it proved successful. So, onwards and upwards, I suppose.
Look, mate, it was interesting that you say that, because a lot of the moves that happened and the changes that we could see in the structure there was stuff that a lot of the supporters have been talking about and debating, and it was, these changes aren't made by coaching groups based on what's going on in social media, but it just lifted everyone to see that, and that's what people wanted to see, people playing in the position where they belong. And really, it was a game that we should have won by over 30 points, such was our domination in that first quarter without any scoreboard result. But, look, my first question for you would be, how significant was it to see that run and connect click into place with the forwards as we just put so much pressure on a genuine finals aspirant?
Yeah, well, look, I think it was more the case of us hitting targets. I mean, we just missed target after target and looked sloppy for so long. And when we started hitting targets, we just look a different team. And, I think obviously, you know, a new voice there, it may have helped a bit, but the guys, they have got it. They've got that ability. It's just that, you know, that, above the shoulders work that really needs to be, looked at, because, they've got the talent, but, they've got to apply it week in, week out. So, and just have confidence in their own ability, but losing week after week doesn't help that.
I can relate to that. I'm 47 years old. I'm still working very hard on the above-the-shoulder stuff. We're going to cross over to Andy for a question.
G'day, Hyph. Hope you're well, mate.
Yeah, all good.
Seeing the likes of Gibbons playing in the midfield where he belongs with his tenacity and foot skills, Ed Curnow going to the opposition's most damaging player, Wiedering the general with Marchbank looking more like Sexton and Dean, it really did seem to verify the decision to make that coaching change. Players playing where they belong and with the confidence and support to think for themselves. If we back it up this week, do you think we will put shudders through the contending teams that have to play us ahead of finals?
Oh, look, I think even leading up, you know, besides a couple of matches where we got smashed, we're more than competitive. And I've got no doubt that most teams coming up against us would have... studied pretty hard and worked our strengths and weaknesses. But as you say, getting players back into positions that they're more comfortable with, and Ed Curnow, I think, was the one that stood out for me. I mean, he's a terrific tagger. He can go all day. He drives opponents mad and, just by sticking with them and having that ability. But
a bit like your role in the 87 grand final, eh?
Well, that was a bit different. I had blokes like, as you mentioned, Peter Dean and Soss and a few others back there helping me as well. So, I had a pretty good... But you mentioned, you know, Wiedering before and Marchbank, and Wiedering's had a fantastic year. He has been in super form this year, and there's an article in the Sun today with him, and, he realises it. But he's only a kid. He's still only 21. I mean, people forget that because... He was a number one draft pick, had a great first year, and he's had a lot of pressure and everything else on him since then. So, good luck to the kid. I think he's going to be a superstar for the kid. We need to encourage him, not sort of denigrate him, especially those young blokes anyway. You know, let's have a crack at the old blokes, but let's let the young blokes find their feet before we're too harsh on them.
He's gone through all of that, and he's certainly in all-Australian contention at the moment if he keeps his form up. Just cross over now.
Morning. Hi, Fitzmel here. How are you?
Good, Mel. How are you today?
Very well, thanks. Very well. Last week I mentioned that Paddy Cripps just looked so defeated after the game. This week he looked like a freight train from hell that wasn't going to be derailed by anyone. After the game, the smile, and he was electric, but his genuine kinship for his former coach, Bowles, have we ever seen a more impressive figure at the club, both on and off the field? He could be...
He's another one who's only a kid. What's he, only 24, I think, at the moment. So he's got a lot of his best footy ahead of him. So, we can only look for bigger and better things. But look, he was the first one to admit, that he'd been flattened by by the losses and by the way that things, the pressure that had been building up on the team, week in, week out sort of thing. And he said that, it obviously affected his performances. He was getting tagged and he couldn't shake it. But, in that second half, he was just fantastic. He just, and that's the Paddy Cripps we know. We love to see week in, week out. But, he's not Superman either. He just can't do it, by himself week in, week out. So he needs a bit of help and he got it in that second half on the weekend.
Morning, Dave. Chris here. Talking about Paddy Cripps, could he potentially be the big leader like Big Nick was, that imposing figure?
If you've seen him and Big Nick beside each other, I think Paddy's got about 4 inches taller than Big Nick. So,
Big Nick has shrunk a little bit.
But yeah, look, he's just an imposing figure on the footy ground, and he is one guy we really need to retain over the next duration. We need to pick the right coach. We need to make sure that he's happy with the way things are going. And that probably means that we need to win another 3 or 4 games, in the back half of this season. So, at a bit of a minimum. So, we're going to retain these kids, keep them all together, and success won't be too far away. So, yeah, look, he's a great leader at the moment, and, he's only going to get better as he fits into the position more.
Yep. Also, pardon me, Doggies tonight again, we've got at Marvel. Our first win for 2019 was against them, and we kicked over 100 points. I will be looking for redemption. We'll be looking to show the coach and the fans that it just wasn't a once-off. Where do you think it'll be won or lost this week? Will it be the matchups or that mental preparation?
Yeah, it'll be above the shoulders. I mean, they're going to go out there and they know they can beat this team. They've done it already. But the Bulldogs, they'll be smarter than that loss too early in the season. That sort of put them back a bit. So they'll be looking for a bit of revenge as well. And, our blokes need to be on their toes. They need to, put it this way, if they play like the second half of last week, they're not going to have any problems whatsoever because they're going in hard, they're running, they're chasing, tackling, doing the little things that you need to do to win matches. And it was great to see. But the thing about good teams and good players is you've got to be able to do that week in, week out, not just when it suits. So let's see how they go tonight and then we can judge them a bit more on that.
Mate, you've made the big effort and gone out to the backyard for the interview today, so we get the perfect reception. But we haven't heard the dog. How's Woofy this week?
He's all right, actually. There's no dogs sort of running around out there at the moment, so just a few blokes rolling the arm over playing cricket, to be perfectly honest. So, I've got a park in the backyard, so some boys out there playing cricket. I don't know what they're thinking, but anyway.
While we're talking about cricket, just quickly then, the World Cup, Australia-Sri Lanka tonight, prediction?
Aussies.
Yeah, look, I should have backed the Aussies early on. I think they're a good chance of winning it. So, that means they'll beat Sri Lanka pretty easy tonight.
Guys, can we stop talking about cricket? Hi. Seriously.
This isn't the Nicky of the show.
All the women have just turned the radio off, have they?
You've just lost us all. But
careful,
hang on.
Mate, it's a respect round.
I want to... I just want to touch on Hive really quickly. What's your thoughts on Murphy and Jack out?
Yeah, I think Jack's a bit stiff, really. But the one thing about playing that forward role, you've got to kick goals, and he hasn't been kicking goals yet. So he needs to add that to his repertoire, and then he'll be a permanent fixture in there. But look, with Murph coming in, someone had to go out, and Jack was probably the unlucky player this week. I thought he was pretty good last week, but, you know, they're the decisions coaches have got to make, and they look at what the opposition have got and what we're up against, and, obviously, Jack didn't fit into their plans.
Do you think we're going to see a significant difference in Murph?
I hope so.
I think we're all hoping so, but...
Yeah. No, I hope so, and I hope that, you know, because he'd be another guy who, you know, he's had years of it, you know, being belted, being ridiculed and so on. And it does get you down. So, you know, he would have been probably filthy. He wasn't out there last week, but to get the win and be able to get in there and sing the song and so forth. But hopefully that sparked him a bit to come out and fire up tonight. And, he's a terrific player.
He's become the punching bag a little bit this week as well, the emotional connection with Jack Silvani and the family and all of that, and him coming into this, getting dropped for Murph to come into the side. And, I mean, people do forget the amount of times he's broken his collarbone, elbow, ribs, everything else. He's been the man. He's copped so much over the years. Give the guy a break. Let him come back into the side.
Sorry, John.
He has, but you look, and he does get targeted because he's a good player. You know, he's a quality player. So he will cop it, you know, the tags and the different things. But this year, being able to play out, you know, outside that, the heat of the center circle sort of thing, I thought he might have been able to just deliver a bit more. But anyway, hopefully he does, you know, in the back end of this year.
One last one, Mel, quick.
No, I'm just cutting you off. Yes, he's had his, but bring back the bloody passion, Murph. It's been missing for so long. The last few games he's played, he had nothing, and he was disheartening to watch. Sorry. Oh, there we
yes.
go.
Yes, along with a lot of others, though. So, you know, we can't just pin it on him, but we do because, you know, he's one of the elder statesmen. He's one of the guys that these young players are looking up to, he needs to provide some inspiration. So you're spot on there, and hopefully, last week, sort of, you know,
don't
watching a win.
Up, don't. You should see it now.
You know what? Hive just.
Oh, let's go back. We'll start talking about cricket again.
We all know I'm the favourite. I'm Hive's favourite.
You are. Very annoying, but we love you. And, mate, unfortunately, we do have to wrap it up. Great interview today. Thanks very much for your insights. Big game tonight. Really looking forward to it. I hope you enjoyed the game. Are you going to the game?
No, I won't be going tonight. I'll be flicking between the cricket and the footy, I suppose.
Good work. Nice. Nice.
All right. No worries, guys. Go Blues. Should be
go
a good one.
Go Blues.
Thanks, David.
The Hive, as always, with wonderful insights and a good fun interview, that one as well. It's always better coming off a win, isn't it, Critto?
It's lovely when you have a win. You've got a big smile on your face and everyone's up and about.
I just want to say, hopefully we win over 100 points again with the Bulldogs. You know, because all members, if they get down to the Empire, get a free drink if they have their membership in their yard.
Our treasurer will be absolutely rattling over
shaking
that
in
one.
His boots.
We kicked 100 points against them last time. We're a big chance of performing well this week. So if you do get down to the Empire tonight for the game and you have your membership lanyard and card on you and we kick 100 points or more, you get a choice of a free pint of Carlton Draft or a glass of red or white or
Seven
a soft drink
block.
For the kids. So get down there, guys. It's great fun. We're expecting a nice old crowd down there. We've got the big function room, the blue room there tonight. So you'll be nice and warm. And if you do want to brave the cold out in the garden, it'll be on live and loud on the huge screen out there. So get on down to the Empire tonight, Blues fans. If you're listening in, we want as many people there screaming. And just on that, I've got to make this fairly quick. 30th of June, round 15, Optus Stadium, Carlton versus Fremantle. We got the big pre-match function at the Empire as well this year. Last year we had it at the other venue close to the stadium. We're just around the corner from there. We needed something bigger, so we're having it at our home, the Empire. We've organised free coach buses.
to get from Optus Stadium to, to get from the Empire to Optus Stadium. We've got walking groups going to the train to catch that one stop from Burswood to the stadium train station. So we want to get up to 1,000 people down the Empire screaming loud, listening to the club officials. The auction items we got there this year, it's the big custom frame Patrick Cripps jumper signed with Certificate of Authenticity. We've also got the Indigenous jumper, very specially framed and signed by all the five Indigenous boys for the club. I haven't got it written in front of me, but I think I can remember. It would be Kim LeBoyce, Liam Jones, the now exclusive Jared Pickett, Samo Petroski-Seaton, and WA Blues own sponsor player Jared Garlett. So that's a very, very special auction item we're going to have there. And we've got the team signed football for 2019 also as an auction item, and that has once again been very specially presented in a clear, or mounted in a clear box with a plaque from our friends Allmark and Associates. So that'll be a hot ticket item. And our major raffle first prize team signed jumper, again custom framed by our friends at Master Picture Framers. And second prize is an amazing one. Hugh Jackman tickets in September, I think it is, sitting in the Hyundai VIP section, worth over $500, those two tickets.
Nice.
We got about seven prizes on the raffle. I haven't got all of the... It's a couple of grand's worth of stuff for that raffle. So get to the pre-match function. We're going to open at 10 a.m. early to get things started. The club officials will be there at 11:30 to start the official... portion of the night and of the day before the game, and then we'll come on with the raffle announcement and the auctions. Vince Lotritano, our good friend from Melbourne, he'll be over emceeing and auctioning again, so it'll be fantastic. Guys, we do have to wrap it up there. I've run a little bit over time.
Have we got a whack? No.
We did have a weekly whack. I might save it for next week. And go again. We've just run out of time today. It's an absolute ripper as well. So I will save that for next week so I can do it properly. Because the person who's going to get that work deserves it more than anyone else. His name might start with Kane. I don't know who it could be, but he's going to get whacked, and he's going to get whacked hard. So anyway, Blues fans, thanks for listening in. We've got to wrap it up. As we always say,
go Blues!
Go Baggers! And they will know that.